Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
She's a podcaster, an author, actress, TV personality. Those are just a few of the strings to the bow of the absolutely gorgeous lady who is sitting in front of me. She's also, by the way, a mum, a wife, not to mention the winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Giovanna Fletcher. Good morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you in here this morning because I watched you on telly like constantly. But I mean, just from what I've said there, you've got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, please give me tips. How do you find the time?
It's very odd. I think whenever I sit down and think, how am I getting it all done? That's when it all falls apart.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? If I try to really overanalyze, like, to be honest, me and Tom probably sit down once a month and go, oh God, we're doing a lot. Like, something's got to give. But we always used to say that we don't sleep, we don't see our mates. Those are the two things.
Really?
Know?
Is that what it is?
Well, I've got better with, I know that I need to sleep now. Whereas years ago, I used to have like 4 or 5 hours sleep and just keep getting productive. And that's when I had young kids. And I don't know how I did it. And as soon as I fell out of the habit, I realised how unhealthy it was and how much I needed that sleep. But also the things that I do, it's all stuff that I really enjoy. So I feel really lucky to be able to do those things. Like if someone asked me my hobby, I don't know what my hobby is. Everything that I love doing, I actually do.
Yeah, because I was going to say to you, what do you do for me time? But is your me time your work?
My me time is my work. I feel like every time I go in to record a podcast, it's a bit of therapy almost. You know, it's that nice bit of conversation. It's literally allowing myself an hour, 2 hours to sit down with someone and just completely soak them up.
Mm.
Whereas I think when you are a mum, you don't get that time because you're here, there and everywhere.
No.
You're constantly being pulled in different directions. So that is a bit of me time. And I think work for many mums, it does feel like that is where they can be themselves.
I never understood when my work colleagues here who would have young children would say, oh my God, it's like coming into the office as a break. I used to never understand it. And
yeah.
I now have a 1-year-old and it's the first time in my life I've gone, oh my God, I'm delighted to be
sitting. Well, and you would have had that pull of coming back to work and being like, oh, but I'm in this new role now. And then, you know, it's very, very tricky. But then when you are there and you are back in that environment, it feels like you're getting a little bit of you back in a really bizarre way.
Well, just being able to talk to adults, I suppose,
yeah,
is a big deal.
Having a hot drink.
I mentioned I'm a Celebrity.
Yes.
A lot of people in Ireland would know you from I'm a Celebrity, which you obviously won in 2020.
Mm.
2020 is also when we were hit by the pandemic. You were doing it in the castle in Wales instead of Australia. Be honest with me. Were you secretly raging?
No.
Were you not?
No. I signed up for it knowing it was Wales. So, and you know, we'd all had the pandemic. We'd all had that massive like time where time was a very odd thing.
True.
At the beginning of 2020. So to know that we were all going to be going in to be with people, a time where in England we were only allowed to be with our families or with one other family or with a group of six, to know that we were going to be allowed to hug, to, you know, just to exist in that different way, it was incredible. And I've been to Australia before. So Tom's bandmate Dougie, my husband's bandmate Dougie, won in sort of 2011. So we went out there to support him. So I've stayed at the nice hotel. You know, I've
done
that bit. And there was something really exciting about knowing that the Wales version was going to be similar. There were going to be aspects of it that were recognisable, that felt, you know, familiar, but that it was going to be brand new. That was
so
really
did you get any tips from Dougie?
No, Dougie was useless. Dougie slept the most of the way through the jungle experience. Although he did really, so Doug's a real nature boy. So he loves like lizards and bugs. So
was
fearful, like Sunita, the amount of time that he took to pick up insects and go, look, it's fine. Just look at it. Look at what it is and just kind of take in its beauty, I guess. Maybe the element of not being scared of your surroundings or just like soaking it up.
Were you nervous? Were you apprehensive or were you excited to go in?
All of it.
All
absolutely
of it.
All of it. And it was strange. So we had 2 weeks of isolation before going in because of COVID.
Of course.
So
yeah.
I had all of my, like, I had my kids, Tom, Tom could only stay for one night. And it was one of those things, once they've gone, they can't come back because of COVID. So I had my dad and my stepmom as well at the same time. And during that sort of first week and a half, people just kept leaving until it was just me and my Max, who was one at the time. And when he was the final one to go, it felt really gut-wrenching. And my phone was taken away that same day. So that's when, like, the nerves and everything creeps in. And you're just like, what on earth am I doing? And actually, my last conversation, I had my phone and I was about to hand it in. I said goodbye to the kids. And Emma Willis phoned me just as I was handing my phone over. I was like, oh, Emma, I've just said goodbye to the kids. I've got to hand my phone in. She's like, oh, gee, how long are you not going to see them for? I was like, oh, God, Em.
Don't put that thought in my head.
Weeks. Bye. But luckily another friend had bought me a puzzle that was like a Brussels sprout and posy puzzle. So I spent the next like week just doing this silly puzzle.
Oh my God. And my favourite part of the show has always been the eating trials. Just because, I mean, it's the reactions of the celebrities are just incredible. And some of the stuff you had to eat, you'd eat a cow's nose, a fish eye, a sheep's testicle and a bull's penis.
Yes,
Giovanna.
This is true. And a fermented duck egg that took me 17 minutes to eat, apparently. I was dreading it because
what's worse, a fermented duck egg or a bull's penis?
The penis, because you know what it is.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You know, and it, no matter, you know, with things like that, you know it's they've had to boil that.
Oh, they had to.
It's gristly. You can still taste the pee. I mean, it's just
not. You
can
not taste the pee?
Very, yes. It's just not great.
So it is true. It is not, it's not some kind of sausage
wrapped up.
It's actually.
But the best thing, because I was literally gagging on the vegetables each night, like our actual meals, because they tasted of the water that was just minging. So I was dreading getting an eating trial, but I knew that last night that I would get one because the other two had. So in the final, you always get an eating trial. Anyone who watches a show knows that someone's going to get it. And Vernon and Jordan had already done one. And Vernon, before I went down, just said, just remember, mind over matter, chew. Just chew, because they don't give you water. So as soon as you try and do it too quickly, your mouth is dry, you can't get it down. So that's what I did, which is why it took me 17 minutes to eat a fermented duck.
Well, you still did it. You did it. Your family in general, I think, is no stranger to reality TV because, of course, your husband, Tom, who we've spoken about, was on Strictly.
Yes.
What were your nerves like watching him? Because I did Dancing with the Stars here.
Yes.
And my husband couldn't come to any of the shows.
Oh, really?
None of them.
Oh, I found it more nerve-wracking watching from home than in the studio. Because in the studio, you see them being really relaxed.
True.
You know, they're having a lovely time. Whereas at home, you're disconnected in a different way. Plus, I had three kids running around who were, you know, getting excited and stuff. So being in the studio, it's a very different
atmosphere.
Experience.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah. And is it true that you guys met in school?
Yeah, at 13.
At 13?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, lots of teenage drama. And then at 18, we were like, all right, let's be boyfriend and girlfriend. So that's
no
nearly 20
way.
Years ago.
No way. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I love those stories. So you're proper childhood sweethearts.
Yeah, we've known each other almost 25 years now.
And the school is the Sylvia Young Theatre School.
Yeah.
That's where Amy Winehouse went.
Yes.
Rita Ora went there as well.
Piper,
Dua Lipa.
Yeah, loads of people.
Is it pretty much like fame?
Well, there was a TV show growing up called The Biz, which was set in a drama school where everyone was doing pirouettes all the time. And I can remember my first day at school walking in and this boy just stood behind me doing a pirouette. And I was like, oh, my God, I literally am in The Biz. You know,
was it Tom?
No, different boy. But it was amazing. And I think what was incredible about that school is that every day you're feeling inspired by the people around you. Like Amy Winehouse coming into she used to skip all of her dance lessons to do extra singing lessons.
No way.
Yeah, and we'd be there. And so we'd all be singing. And then, you know, there was always this specific song called Hit Me With a Hot Note, which the teacher would all be singing. And then he'd just go, Amy, let's hear you sing it. The whole thing. Go on. And even though it wasn't a lesson, we'd all just sit there and, you know, just watch her. So she always was a total, you know, phenomenon.
What an incredible memory to have watching Amy Winehouse sing in school. My God. But you and Tom sing.
Yes.
You post videos of the two of you singing together. I have a little clip here. Take a listen to this.
Hold me, please. Hold me, sweet. Hold me. Hold me.
That is so cute.
It's really lovely to be able to just sit down and sing together.
Do you like stare into each other's eyes when you're doing that?
No.
Just say yes so I can imagine
yes,
it. It's like some
do.
Kind of a rom-com movie. Your dad is actually Italian.
Yes.
Yeah, my husband is Italian and your mum is British. So what's it like? What was your childhood like? Were you spoken to in Italian at all? Or
so no,
was there
not
lots
really.
Of good food?
So I'm trying to learn Italian now. And actually, I've just been back to Italy with my dad and my siblings for a TV show.
Yeah, oh,
so
wow.
Yeah, so it's been amazing kind of learning about our heritage. My dad's from Campania. So
where is
Naples
that?
Naples area.
Ah,
so up in the mountains. And you know,
same as my husband.
It's a very poor area as well. So when you learn about pasta and pizza and where it comes from, and so that it was food for everyone, you know, it's really incredible. And the people there are just phenomenal. You know, they feel so passionate about what they do and what they create, and it's infectious.
It really is, isn't it? It's a joyous culture.
Yes.
I love their whole ethos around family and food, and it's just such a wonderful community.
Yeah.
What's the TV show called?
It's called Giovanna Fletcher, Made in Italy.
And
it's going to be on ITVB, so I don't know how you get it here. There's ITVX now.
Oh, we find a way.
Yeah, but it's from the middle of November that will be out.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. But I love the mashup of English and Italian growing up. But like literally, like New Year's Day, Christmas Day, we'd have a plate of pasta to start, and then a roast dinner. You know, it was all food's amazing.
My husband keeps trying to get me to go to his family's house for Christmas Day, but
right.
I just can't wrap my head around having spaghetti bolognese as my Christmas dinner.
Lottie, it works.
Does it?
Yeah, it totally works.
Okay. Listen, you have partnered with Regatta and you've brought out an autumn winter collection of outdoorsy gear.
Mm.
And the cold is no excuse to stay in. The right coat and you're good to go, correct?
Yes, absolutely. I love being outdoors. I've always found it really therapeutic. No matter what's going on in life, getting outside just makes everything better. And I feel that even more now as a mum with the kids. It's just a case of getting everyone out. And for me, clothes should be something that you throw on and they help you through life. They don't hold you back. They shouldn't be making you go, oh, I can't possibly do that. I can't possibly get this dirty. No, go out and live.
So what's in the collection?
It's a whole range of things. So you've got lighter jackets. The Jovi currently is like a khaki lighter jacket, which is sold. It's sold out twice already, but it's back in stock next Wednesday. Yeah, it's
okay.
Unbelievable. And then you've got more thicker coats that will see you more into like the very cold, cold turn. But there's lots of pieces, long, short, loads of sustainable materials as well, using like recycled
we love that.
Bottles and things. It just makes me really, really happy. It's all autumnal colours. But yeah, I feel really happy to be able to have this collection that celebrates the outdoors.
Especially at this time of year.
Yeah.
When particularly here in Ireland, I think all our clothes should be outdoor appropriate because even if it's only walking from your car to the door of your office, you can go from being dry to completely soaked and there's just no need.
No.
If you're dressed appropriately, you can start your day with a much bigger smile on your face. You can see the full collection on www.regatta.com and you can learn more about Giovanna on GiovannaFletcher.com. Giovanna, it's just been such an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much
for coming in. Yeah, no, I really appreciate it. And you're just fab. I love you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.